Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Lamar Jackson takes the knee for the final time. And the Ravens savoring this win over the Patriots here in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, the second-year quarterback, leading the Ravens to their 12th win in his 15 starts. And again, 37 points tonight, including a defensive score against a Patriots defense that came in allowing only 7.6 points per game.
So Lamar Jackson with the win. Let's make this, actually, our DN Van Lines move around the league. Okay, making a league move requires research and a little guesswork, something you don't need when you call my mover, DN Van Lines, dnvanlines.com, online for all your moving needs. In 2018 at the draft, you're sitting at number 31 overall, and you're on the board. Lamar Jackson's available, Sony Michel's available, Nick Chubb's available. We can play that game as well. Darius Leonard, the linebacker in Indy, is available. Who's a good running back who went in the fourth round to Detroit?
Kerryon Johnson.
So we can play that game all day long. But for the most, let's just keep it to Lamar Jackson. You take Sony Michel at 32. Baltimore trades up into the first round and drafts Lamar Jackson. That, again, is the DN Van Line move around the league. So there were some people in your building that liked Lamar Jackson. We think it's Josh McDaniels. He went down and looked at him a couple times, private workouts. Brady threw a sausage emoji at him on social media, too. So there was some sort of connection there with Lamar Jackson. You ultimately passed.
It's an eggplant, but go ahead.
How would you feel about Lamar Jackson being the heir apparent to Tom Brady?
I'd be okay with it. I mean, it was certainly over Sony Michel. And I'll tell you what.
Two different things. Lamar Jackson would have been a better draft pick than Sony Michel, in that at least he's an asset and you can flip it for something in return and there's value there across the league, and the guy can obviously play, can obviously do some things. So you'd rather draft him. If he is your heir apparent, if he succeeds Tom Brady, you'd be okay with that.
I'm intrigued. I am. I'm intrigued.
I'm not.
So, and I'll tell you why, because I think he's improving rapidly. Again, a year ago, I felt like he couldn't complete a pass. Not even a year ago. Less, 10 months ago, for crying out loud. He couldn't complete a pass.
That awful playoff game against the Chargers.
Oh, my God. He was horrid. Horrid. And now I look at him and I say, it's okay. It's not great, but it's pretty decent.
You like the sidearm off a guard's helmet?
I didn't say it was perfect. He still gets some work. But there were times
Did you like the flip out of the backfield to the running back where he basically decapitated his defensive coordinator?
No.
One he immediately owned when he was pointing himself, that one on the right sideline?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else would that have been on?
I don't know. Did you like the moment Brady threw it 10 feet over James White?
Are we going to compare these two, really?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, they all make bad throws.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, some more than others.
Okay, I don't love the delivery either. A guy that tall, I mean, and he feels taller than, I think he's listed at 6'2". He feels taller than that. And he's got long arms, so he should be able to throw over the defense.
I agree. He does not feel like one of those little guys running around.
No, he doesn't. So, and I'll tell you that his ability to improve this much this fast has me intrigued. I think that there is potentially something there. Now, you know, the run first guy, I don't like those guys either. But I think there's enough there with this kid to make me say, I want to see more.
So Murray told us before the game on Friday that if they win and Jackson has a big game, it's what?
oh, it's going to be talk of him being the MVP of the league, and it's already started. And statistically speaking, it wasn't even one of his better games of the year. But he was good enough last night. And the backbreaker play for the Patriots, to me, I mentioned it earlier, it's the 3rd and 5 where he throws the tight end Andrews, and he gets up over Terrence Brooks. That's a throw he doesn't make in that playoff game against the Chargers. It's a play he doesn't make last year. He is improving. It's a work in progress, but he has such a unique skill set, and he is flashy. I can understand why he's being talked about as the MVP of the league. I don't think he is. I would give it to Russell Wilson, but bang, told you, just like that, he's in that top three.
Is the skill set really that unique?
That kind of speed, yes.
No. So listen, I've taken the cheese on this before. There was a time, whenever this was, 4 or 5 years ago, when Kaepernick,
RG3,
had gone to the Super Bowl, and Robert Griffin had a tremendous first year. And I said this, whenever this was, 4 or 5 years ago, that the league is changing, and these quarterbacks are now going to be a factor. And since this is the way they play in college, they're going to have to play that way in the pros. And I was all in on the Robert Griffins and the Colin Kaepernicks and this sort of guy, the Tim Tebows. And it just didn't. I'm not taking the cheese again. He's going to get hurt, okay, running around. Or there's just going to come a time when he's got to sit in the pocket and complete balls down the field. And as long as he's throwing sidearm off his lineman's helmet, I don't see it. But look, it's starting. You know, the hype train is starting. Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast said this. It was around the second quarter, and I marked it. And I made Jimmy grab it because I said when I heard Collinsworth say this, I said, "Oh, here we go. This is back to the future. This is like 4 or 5 years ago with Kaepernick and Robert Griffin, and the league is changing." Listen to Collinsworth here in the middle of that Baltimore run to start the game.
But this is stunning, and I promise you, this is one of those moments in time when we're going to think back in a few years and go, you remember the night that Lamar Jackson and that Ravens style of offense took apart the Patriots? And we're going to be able to point to quarterbacks in the National Football League that got a chance because of this night.
Okay, so he's not telling you that the league is going to change necessarily or that it's going to work, but that teams are going to try and copy last night. And he's probably right about that. I just don't think it's going to work. I took the cheese the last time, and it didn't pan out, and it's never panned out that way. Running quarterbacks, pure running quarterbacks, run-first quarterbacks, there is a definite ceiling in the pro game, and Lamar Jackson is going to hit his sooner than later.
Well, and the other thing is, too, over time, you know, you lose a step. Like, eventually, you got to be able to sit there in the pocket and make the right decision. I'm just telling you, I think this kid's improved a lot in 10 months. That's all. He's improved a lot, and so I want to see more. Now,
So guys are already talking like Jalen Hurts now.
No.
Who was at Alabama's at Oklahoma.
Right.
Putting up big numbers there. Is now all of a sudden like the guy. Because he can do some of these things. And now there's going to be a premium on these sort of quarterbacks. And teams are going to start drafting these sort of quarterbacks. And now that pop gun stupid college offense last night that kicked your ass, surprisingly. I'm still stunned. That to me is my biggest takeaway. That you lost to the pistol. But that now teams are going to start running the freaking pistol. And like these multiple backfields and running offenses, running quarterbacks. Do you think that's going to take over the NFL?
No, I don't. And look, inevitably, he will get hurt. I mean, if he keeps running like he does. Although, at the same time, I sort of feel like, did anybody get a really good shot at him last night? I don't know. I mean, as I think of it, I say, I don't think so.
No, I don't feel like he took a hard shot all night.
And yet, because I just think this guy is sort of a different cat. Like, he's just, aside from the speed, he's elusive. Like, Vic was fast. There aren't many guys I would compare to this guy. Kaepernick's one of them, but Kaepernick ultimately blew up because he just couldn't pass. And so, I don't know whether the same thing will happen with this guy or not.
The same thing will happen with this guy.
Maybe. But I'm intrigued because I feel like he's improved.
I mean, it's fun to watch. At some point, we're here to have fun. Murray, I guess. Yeah. I'll allow for that.
I know you hate that.
But I do hate it, but I allow. There's some fun. You said at some point you want to sit down and be entertained. He's entertaining to watch. I'll give you that. But can you win with it at a high level, a consistent high level?
I don't know.
He's going to rip his ACL, and then he's going to come back and he will have lost a step, and he's going to have to sit back there. And then what do you have? Then you have sidearm tosses off the back of his guard's helmet.
Yeah, there were a couple of those last night.
Yes. What is that about?
But so he gets it.
Because I agree with you. He's I can't believe he's listed at 6'2". He plays bigger than that.
He does. He plays like 6'4".
Because he's long. Like he right. You know, so I feel like when he goes over the top with his motion, he's not throwing through the trees. But so why does he drop down three-quarter and sidearm?
I don't know. I don't know. That it bugs the crap out of me, frankly. They got to beat that out of him.
But considering how his passing game has improved just in 10 months, like Maz was saying, if he were to ever work with someone like Andy Reid, who's gotten the best out of real mediocre quarterbacks at times, I think, you know, he could turn him into what Mike Vick did there with the Eagles.
So that's another thing.
I mean, Mike Vick was a legitimate MVP candidate in 2010. He learned, he stayed in the pocket. He learned how to pass.
So that's another thing I'd have to think of, right?
Never win.
Kaepernick had Roman as an offensive coordinator. I don't know who Vick had off the top of my head. I don't know who some of these other guys have had off the top of my head. Who did Robert Griffin III have in Washington? I don't remember.
Well, was it Mike Shanahan? Anyway, go.
So I just wonder, maybe some of it is getting the right coordinator, too. Maybe just these guys haven't been lined up with the right guy yet. You know, let me ask you this. Do you think he beat the Patriots with his legs last night?
Not really.
No. See, I don't either. Like, I look at the totals and I say, well, he ran for 61 yards. But, you know, he had 16 carries for 61, I think. But three of those were kneel downs. So it was really 13 for 58. Which is 4.5. He had an 18-yard run. There was an 11 in there, I think, but nothing ridiculous. You know, honestly, I think they did a pretty good job on him in the middle of the game, where when he tried to run in the middle, they bottled him up and he got a couple of yards, but it was nothing crazy. But overall, I thought
the big plays were throws. The 3rd and 5, Murray keeps mentioning, the 4th and 4. Like, those were the plays that won them the game, I thought. It was the throws.
So the one when he completely deked out Van Noy, what down was that? I don't remember.
So it...
that was...
Is that the play that I showed you where poor Adam Butler got absolutely pancaked?
Yes.
So that was a 4th and 11 late in the third quarter. That was a... I'm sorry, wait, I say 4th and 11. That was an 11-yard run. I'm sorry, it was a 1st and 10 run at the Patriots 16 with a minute 13 left in the third quarter.
Okay, so it was first down.
Yeah, it was first down. 1st and 10.
So, and that's another thing, by the way. I thought the Ravens did a really good job early in their possessions last night. So they were getting 2nd and 4, 2nd and 2. None of the third downs that they had against the Patriots typically were not long. And so I think a lot of that spins off of the dual threat that Jackson is. You have to respect his speed so much that it gives him a little more latitude in the run game. So, I mean, the pass game. So if that's run to pass, so be it. He's different, though. He's different than a lot of guys.
I get, my mind should be changed off of last night. I'm just not taking the cheese. I did before. I took the cheese once on these guys. Kaepernick, Griffin, Tebow. Who else was in there? I liked those guys. I thought that was the future of the league. It's, hey, that's how they play in college. How they play in high school. Go to any freaking high school field, and they're in the spread, for crying out loud. No one's under center anymore. They're all in the shotgun. They're all running around. It's throw, throw, throw. And I was like, well, that the NFL's going to have to be that eventually, right? No, wrong. It was still the pocket passers for the most part. It was the accurate guys from the pocket. And so I ain't taking the cheese again on these guys. I'm not.
Yeah, look,
I'm not doing it.
I have a hard time taking the cheese on it, too. I'm not telling you that he's going to be great. I'm just telling you that he's a hard guy to compare anyone to. The closest body type is Kaepernick. Right, a lot of the other guys, Robert Griffin III wasn't as tall as this guy, or he didn't play that way. This guy's like a freaking gazelle when he starts running. He's fast and he's quick.
Okay, there's your opening thought this hour. What are yours to your calls right after this?
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Be honest. Wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
The snap from Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The snap from Cox to the punter Cook. There was early movement for the Patriots on the right side. Was New England drawn off?
Neutral zone infraction.
So the movement induced from Jamie Collins, and the Ravens are a quarter to first and goal to go.
That's terrible. That's how you beat other teams.
I was going to say, generally, you're the table is turned.
You're getting beat. Man.
And now the Ravens out of the offset pistol. Edwards behind Jackson, who fakes it and runs it to the left. Jackson is going to trot into the end zone, showboating with a high step for a Baltimore touchdown.
Turn fall right there. Freebie. Great job getting off the field. You reset the downs. A little showboat right there. Keep that in your memoir. Just remember that. Next time you get a shot at him, take the shot.
So didn't like the showboating. But that set an early tone. You jump off sides on a field goal, for crying out loud. They got you. And something you do, a lot of teams, if I were a team, I would do every time, which is you're on the six-yard line. Six-yard line. So have your center just, you know, it's...
Lift his head?
It's a tweener. You got to lift your head. It's okay to lift your head, but if you do it abruptly-ish, put it right on the borderline, maybe you can draw the opponent. And if you don't draw the opponent, if they call you for a false start, no big deal. You're kicking from the 11. It's still an automatic. You do it every time. Every time, and you fell for it.
Oh, God, seriously. I mean, what are the odds there of actually blocking that field goal, particularly against Tucker?
Right, exactly.
So what are you doing?
Who launches the ball.
Right, what are you doing? Not only block it, but block it from, you know, I shouldn't say from the interior, because certainly if you get penetration, you can get in there. But that guy kicks the ball high and far. Like, what are the odds there? What are you playing, 1% from that distance? It's like an old extra point.
Yeah.
It's a 24-yard kick.
So when Bill was mouthing effing a-hole on the sidelines, I don't think it was about the ref.
So my only question.
Unfortunately, I think it was about poor Shaquille O'Neal. What's his
Shalique
name?
Kelvin.
Shalique.
But not necessarily true, because Collins was announced as the guy who jumped.
Yeah, Bill knows who jumped.
So I wonder who Bill really thinks is the a-hole. We have an interesting little question there. Is it Calhoun or is it Collins?
No, whoever jumped, that's what, you know.
Oh, he was pissed.
He knows. To your calls, as promised, Michael and Quincy. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up why we see dumb coaches, like, challenging all these, like, you know, they continue to challenge pass interference when you're like, just stop. They're not going to give it to you. But as we've all seen, a point of emphasis this year is offensive pass interference on the pick plays. Fourth and four, that plays.
Okay, your phone is killing me. But you bring up a good question, Michael. Thank you for the call. The question is this. On that key fourth and four from Baltimore, they ran a non-pick pick. You see it all the time where the receiver on the outside sort of runs into the grouping of defensive backs. He even put his hands up before he got there. I'm not touching anybody. But he ran right into, and I can't remember which defensive back it was.
Might have been McCourty, yeah.
But he ran basically into the group of defensive backs who were supposed to cover the out. The guy who running the out got the sideline. They completed the fourth and four. Should they have challenged that offensive PI?
No, you wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah, it's a complete waste of time. Just watch the games beforehand. Watch the games each and every week. They're not going to overturn anything because Al Riveron is a gaping a-hole. There was a few yesterday. I don't know how many of the games you watched. There was one, I think it was the Kansas City game against Minnesota. Either way, there was one.
They did bring one back on a booth review.
Yeah,
they did.
There was a blatant... uncatchable ball, and they called DPI on it. They challenged it, and of course it didn't get reversed. They're not going to overturn anything, so don't even bother.
I mean, look, honestly, on this play, I'm not even sure it was offensive PI. He ran in there and he threw his arms up, but I don't think it was as blatant as some of the other pick plays, and it happens a lot in that league. So I think the receiver was Willie Snead on that play, if I remember right.
Jason McCourty, it was.
Yeah, and I think they ran a good play. Jackson made a good throw, and they completed it.
We've got Carl and Grafton on Lamar Jackson. Your thoughts?
I just think that Jackson is a superior talent. The Ravens didn't give the game away as much as they tried with Murray's boy Cyrus Jones there, and then Ingram fumbling, let the pass right back into the game. I just think he's a superior talent. Wisconsin, you need to take the cheese on this one. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Okay. Wisconsin needs to take the cheese on this one. I think he's another really fast, elusive running quarterback. He's not the first. He's not totally unique. And Is he the fastest guy in the league? I mean, you're all acting like he runs a different speed than everybody else.
At that position, he does.
Well, I don't know what his 40 time was, but I bet you he's one of the 10 fastest guys in the league. He can fly.
They all fly.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know. He's different, though. Some guys are just faster in game speed than other guys are. Like, you know, I mean, Tyreek Hill's obviously in a unique class, and you put the ball in someone's hands, and it gets a little different.
I mean, if it were this simple to put the fastest guy at quarterback, you'd see this. You'd see Skeets Nehemiah playing quarterback.
Of course.
And they'd run him around the end 30 times a game. It doesn't work that way.
Of course.
It shouldn't work that way.
Mike, the whole thing, though, is predicated on the improvement he's made as a passer. This is all I'm saying to you. 10 months ago, the guy looked inept in a playoff game against the Chargers, who then came here and get their faces kicked in. So, like, now I look at him 10 months later, I say, he doesn't look like the same guy. Now, I don't know. There's going to be a plateau. Somewhere along the line, he's going to hit the ceiling, and that's it. I don't know where it is. But given where he was in January and where he is now, I'd like to see more. If I'm the Ravens, I'd want to see more.
Ryan and Walpole on something that I brought up earlier in the program. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show. But, yeah, you guys are right. And, you know, it's not always about speed. He's just more elusive than everybody. But, Maz, on that Van Noy play, you were right about that. He got bamboozled. I don't know why he went backwards when he should have went forward. But, yeah, Tom Brady, I haven't, you know, seen all the handshakes after every game, but it seems like he really wanted to go out of his way to congratulate Jackson, almost like, you know, thanks for letting everybody know. It's not, this defense isn't that good. It's still about me.
Okay, know? So hold on.
I don't think that was it.
I think.
Way to really read into that.
That's, I mean, even by Felger and Maz, that's so bad. Even Felger and Maz went, I don't think so. I mean, believe me, we'll entertain any piece of crap you can throw against the wall. But that one's so crazy. Even we had to say, wow.
That one's too much for me.
Yeah, even for us. You know you've gone too far when even we won't entertain it. They're both Under Armour guys?
Yes, that's got to be what it is. It's like, got to be an Under Armour thing.
So I think that's where it begins and ends. I brought up before, does anyone have any problem with Tom Brady playing patty cake with Earl Thomas after Earl Thomas almost took his knees out?
Yeah, I don't.
Never mind. And that came right around the time when they showed the pregame clip of Tom Brady walking onto the field for the game. And he sees Ed Reed in the tunnel. Like, hey, what's up? My kryptonite. What's up, man? And like a big bro fest there before. Did anyone have a problem with that is what I asked. And like, no one does, I guess.
No, my bigger one was the Earl Thomas thing in game. I couldn't give a rat's ass what Brady does before or after. Told you the Ed Reed thing didn't bother me at all. And the quarterbacks always meet. I have no problem with him giving love to Lamar Jackson after the game. None. The Earl Thomas thing in the middle of play after Thomas almost blows out Brady's knee, tackling him from behind and diving at his legs like that one. I thought Brady was pissed.
Oh, I don't think so. He's one of the best at that position. They played in one of the great Super Bowls of all time when he was on the Seahawks. The guy blew out his leg last year and missed the whole season.
He gave more love to Earl Thomas almost after rupturing his ACL than he's given to Jacoby Myers all year.
Totally. And when I say I thought Brady was pissed, I mean initially. And then he came back from the commercial and they showed him yucking it up with the guy. And I just, my recollection is that in game, Brady would be more likely to say to Thomas, hey, Thomas, F you. I'll talk to you later. You know, as opposed to like, hey, man, how you doing? Like, what's going on? Like, really? Now?
If I'm being honest, I don't have a problem with any of it, frankly, honestly. But I just, I did wonder if it rubbed fans the wrong way. I mean, you hate the Ravens. You hate Ed Reed. You hate Ray Lewis. You hate the whole Raven thing. You hate.
I didn't like it.
And Brady's showing them more love than he's showing his young receivers. That's all. Does it bother you?
Yeah, again, I just thought it was out of character for Brady to do it in the middle of the game. Like, I can't remember many occasions like that.
Yeah, based on what I was seeing on Twitter, there was no anger from Patriots Twitter. The Collinsworth comment, though, oh boy.
On Lamar Jackson?
Oh, what do you think?
That one that we just played?
Yeah,
oh, they didn't like it?
Oh, it was blah city. Nonstop.
Well, I actually agree with the people on that. I don't think that's here to stay. And if it starts a trend, if Lamar Jackson starts a trend in the league, then get ready to see a lot of highly drafted, sucky running quarterbacks. Because again, I thought it was happening 5 years ago, and it didn't happen. It ain't going to happen. If it didn't happen with Robert Griffin and that group, it ain't happening now with Lamar Jackson. It's not. You got to throw in that league. You got to stay in the pocket. It's about your head, not your legs at that position. And I think it's always going to be that way.
Did Russell Wilson learn it?
Yeah, he was never a pure runner. He was never like that. I watched him a lot at Wisconsin. He was always that guy that ran to create more time to throw. Always. He was never the run first guy. So I think he's a little different. He can do it, and he does it situationally, which I do think is important and probably more important than it's been. You know, those quarterbacks, and Rodgers does it. A lot of guys do it. Luck used to do it. Who on 3rd and 6, if they give it to you, if you can gain 7 yards and run out of bounds, you take it. Okay, that's different than calling quarterback keepers around N with Lamar Jackson and the triple option. Like, that's ridiculous. That ain't going to last. I'm sorry, I just don't think it is.
I'm surprised he hasn't been hurt yet. Really, with the way he runs and the way they expose him like that, he's hard to hit.
Guy in Boston, you're next. I know you'll be quick. Go ahead.
I'll be quick. I just wanted to ask Murray, do you know why Tom Brady gets aggravated even after a win? He's tired of Bill Belichick's defenses taking us to the Super Bowl. He's the one that practices with them every day. He finally knows that they suck. If he should tell Belichick on the way out, like Don Meredith, the party is over. Thank you.
Turn out the lights, guy. Turn out the lights. That Brady knows his defense actually sucks?
No way.
That he's been waiting for this the whole time for him to get exposed?
I don't buy it. I think Brady was as surprised as anybody last night that it went down the way it did. To me, that was the most startling part of the game.
You lost to the pistol. That is stunning to me.
Their defense, that was the story. It was their defense. Their offense has had, you know, difficulty all year in the red zone. That's been a 50-50 proposition all year long when you get down there. That is part of the reason they brought Sanu in. Hopefully, it'll get better by the end of the year. But to get trucked the way they did, that was alarming. They're built to win on defense. That's what they're built to win on.
Okay, I need help deciphering a comment from Bill after the game. We'll get to that after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
Well, you're always willing to take the, you know, say coach better after any loss, or if you just point out a performance. Is there something specific that you felt you didn't have the team prepared for?
Well, it's obvious. I mean, did you see the game tonight?
So, again, that was, we think it was Tara Sullivan, the Globe reporter?
I think so.
Okay. So, the question was a little faint, because Bill opened up his press conference and said a couple different times, as he often does, we need to play better, we need to coach better. And so she asked him, well, specifically, what do you need to coach better? Was there something specific in that game that you need to be more specifically, you know, to coach? So just beyond just generically coaching better, specifically, Bill, what is it? And again, he said, very snarkily, Jimmy, if you would, again.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, did you see the game tonight?
So, it's obvious. Did you see the game tonight? Okay. So, I think she saw the game because she was covering it up in the press box. So, is it obvious?
No, because again, I think the Patriots got beaten in lots of areas last night.
So, if you were asking Bill specifically, what would you need to coach better? And he answers, well, it's obvious. Tell me what's obvious.
I have no idea. I mean, now, if you're asking me, what do I think the biggest breakdown was last night? Stopping the run.
Okay, because they allowed 11 running first downs. They allowed 11 passing first downs. So I think the biggest plays in the game, or you could argue that the passing plays they gave up were every bit as detrimental and every bit as hurtful as the running plays were.
Sure.
So it's obvious, Tara, we need to stop those third down passing plays. That would have worked for me. It's obvious we need to stop the run. It's obvious we need to not jump off sides. So what's he talking about? It's obvious that there was one specific thing.
Yeah,
it's not obvious to me.
No, me neither. I think
there were like three or four different things. Sorry.
Yeah, they had multiple breakdowns. Now, again, if you're asking me my opinion, I would tell you that everything Baltimore does is predicated off of being able to run the ball. So I'd start there, and I would say, well, we couldn't stop the run. We had horrible gap control. They pushed us around up front, and, they created holes, and they powered their way through there. That's what I would say. But Bill, who the hell knows? He's being a dink. Seriously, it's a dink answer. Like, oh, Bill, I'm sorry. You know, you're all jovial and giggly, and yeah, I give a credit to our guys and everything else. But then when you get your ass kicked, you snap at a reporter.
Well, but I mean, I just honestly, he's like, well, it's obvious what we would need to coach better. Did you watch the game? It's really not that obvious. You need to coach Edelman not to fumble. Do you need to coach your guys not to jump off sides? Do you need to coach them to defend the pass on third and fourth down? Do you need them to defend the run? I mean, I agree with you. It starts with the run. But to me, there wasn't one clear, obvious thing. It was like three, four, five different things that lost him that ball game.
Give us one or two specific moments.
He won't.
He doesn't have to. And he'll just belittle the reporter in front of him.
And that's really what that was about.
But even if I just break down the belittling, I don't think it was a bad question. What's so obvious, the one obvious specific coaching point that you would change in that game? I'd change about four things.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything singularly obvious. So I think he just wanted a belittler because that's who he is. You know, again, when he wants to be snarky and mean, he can be that way. So the bottom line is they got their asses kicked in a lot of ways last night. And I think the big thing is the line of scrimmage on both sides. To me, that's the big one, is the line of scrimmage. They didn't really run the ball last night. I don't care what the average was. They averaged 4 yards a carry.
You're saying the Patriots didn't run the ball.
Yeah, the Patriots didn't. I'm sorry. 17 carries for 74, an average of 4.4. Great. Terrific. And I would tell you that, you know, some of those were in passing situations or no huddle, that it was trickery. I think that's part of the reason they went to the no huddle, is because they knew they couldn't just line up and beat Baltimore because their offensive line blows. It blows. So, you know, as for Bill's response, I wish I had a good answer for you. I don't. But I think it was just about being able to belittle Tara or whoever it was.
So what was the one obvious thing, people? If there was one obvious specific thing, what is it? What was he talking about? To your calls, as promised. Anthony and Cranston. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Mel, this is a Felga and Mass. You guys are great, and you say what's on your mind, and you guys are just awesome. But what happened last night? The Patriots and you know, with the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, they could stop the running game. And, you know, there was, like Felga said, there's probably more than just one specific aspect. But, you know, they could stop the running game. And in other words, the Ravens had two weeks to prepare, I guess, for the Patriots, right? But the Ravens are saying, okay, you know, we know Tom Brady, we know his team, we know what they can do, they're a great team. But either we're going to shove it down their throat, or they're going to shove it down our throat.
So, Anthony, the shoving down the throat I get. Okay, so you came into a team in their home building on national TV, and they had a week off, so they were ready to go, and they shoved early on. Got it. Even with that shoving. If you don't jump off sides, that's only three and not seven, and the game has a totally different tone on that very first field goal. If Julian Edelman doesn't fumble, you probably go in and take the lead early in the third quarter. Even after the Edelman fumble and the return for a touchdown, you go right back down and score in 4 minutes, and it's a four-point ball game, and your defense, your vaunted defense that was so full of itself it gave themselves a nickname, had Lamar Jackson and a pop gun college offense, third and five, and they couldn't get off the field. Then they had that college offense in a fourth and four and couldn't get off the field. So that's the thing that I'm looking at. Is that what Bill was referring to? Or was he referring to the run defense to start? Because, again, it's not as clear to me as it was to him.
Maybe we can get on the conference call tomorrow and ask him. I'm sure he'll be totally forthcoming on that.
It's been a while since I've jumped on one of those.
Yeah, let's get Tucker. who's our new intern? Tristan, right? Tristan's our new intern. Let's get Tristan on the call.
Some kid. Hey, anyone other than me. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Is it possible to have a collapsed lung for a short period of time and then have it not collapse?
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ah, those.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Be honest. Wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Third and goal to go from the one. Snap to Jackson. He looks to run it. Dancing to his right. Jackson goes. Leading. Trying to back his way in, and he does. He got in for the score. Seemingly stopped in the backfield by Brooks, along with Chung and Bentley. But Lamar Jackson willing his way.
Is his progress stopped?
In for a touchdown.
Just a late
and
whistle.
The Ravens have expanded their lead to 36-20 with 3:12 to go.
One thing about Baltimore, they don't let you push them around.
All right, there's really not much to say tonight. Obviously, we didn't do anything well enough to deserve to win. Certainly didn't coach well enough. Just didn't do anything well enough. So give them credit. They're better than we were tonight. Certainly the better team. And I know we just all got to do a better job. So I don't know what else there is to say.
That was the final Lamar Jackson TD. I thought the Patriots gave up a little bit. And that was Bill's opening statement in his press conference to begin the postgame. Back to your thoughts, as promised. Joe and Lemonster. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, I was calling because I'm a Pats fan. I've been listening to the show for a long time now. And I was noticing earlier in the year that there was a lot of hate a little bit on Lamar Jackson. A lot of people on the show were saying that, you know, he's nothing to worry about, whatnot. But I was just wondering because, you know, he had his Heisman in 2016. He was drafted, like, I think 32nd in the draft. He replaced Joe Flacco last year, had a good game, choked in the playoffs. Then this year he's been incredible, you know, and he's up for the MVP. I know he runs a lot. You know, he's about 6 foot. Mike Vick was 6'2". I see the similarities. Very elusive. I don't think he's going to get hurt. I know you guys are saying he might get hurt. But I was just wondering where, if you think he's going to be the real deal.
No,
you know, I just think
I'm still down on him, Joe. I'm still down on him. I'm not buying. I'm still stunned you lost to a running quarterback, a pure running quarterback.
I think there's potential there. He is getting better in terms of the passing game, but, like, you know, all world.
It's a college offense. It's a college offense with a run-first quarterback. I'm surprised that beat you. I don't care how fast and elusive he is. I don't care. You play team defense, it doesn't matter. And so that surprises me. I did not think that was going to happen. Not at all. So I was wrong last night. I might be wrong on him long term, but I'm still selling on Lamar Jackson.
What surprised me more is the effectiveness of the Baltimore running backs. And I know it all goes hand in hand. But Mark Ingram busting one for 53 yards right up the gut, basically.
He's nothing special.
I mean, you know, again, he's not the fastest guy in the world. He's not the toughest guy in the world. He's a decent combination of the two.
But Ingram in the passing game.
But the whole thing was running backs and tight ends. The whole offense was running backs and tight ends.
Which is a tough matchup for you.
Sure it is.
Because your corners are so good that it's hard for receivers to get off. And so if I'm an opponent, I'm throwing to running backs and tight ends. I think Baltimore does that anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's how they wanted. They wanted those multiple tight ends out there because it's such a run-heavy offense, and they want to throw to those tight ends. They got three of them, for crying out loud. They just drafted a guy in the – was it the first round they drafted that guy, Hayden Hurst?
Yep.
He was a high draft pick.
He was
so
the first rounder.
I think so. It's just a happy confluence. It was a good matchup for Baltimore, no question about it. But don't tell me that, I don't know, the pistol is not going to be – I don't care if You know, Carl Lewis in his prime is run is the quarterback in the pit. You should be able to defend the freaking pistol offense. I'm sorry.
So what do you take out of it then?
What do I take out of it? I don't know what I take out of it.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't gotten that far. I'm just reacting to last night.
Okay, so I just
what do
think
I take out of it?
I think that the Patriots front
they had
seven,
a bad night.
Well, they did have a bad night. No two ways about it. But I think their front seven is vulnerable to the run. I think that there's a pattern now, and this isn't exclusive to last night. I go back to, again, the Buffalo game. Buffalo did it to him. Cleveland did it to him. Now Baltimore has done it to him. Philadelphia's going to try. That's the next game. We'll see what happens there. And, again, Philly's got some backs and tight ends. Again, potentially a bad matchup for you. Not quite as bad as Baltimore. But I feel like the thing is in the past when the Patriots have had vulnerabilities in this area, their offense has been able to cover it up. Now, I don't know if they can cover it up.
So I think that's a fair takeaway. The trenches on both sides.
The lines. They got beat on the lines.
Their defense is a great pass defense. And again, even with that, you know, weakness against backs and tight ends. But their corners are great. Their coverage is great. Their safeties are veteran and smart. And they have these great pressure schemes. These zero blitzes and amoeba fronts and guys getting pressure. And so, like, they're great in passing situations against passing teams. What if a team does just want to line up and run? Is there a vulnerability there? I think that's a fair thing to consider.
Yes. I think there is. The question is whether you can beat the Patriots that way. And with their offense in the old days, being able to score in the 30s, probably not.
Right. Run all day. It doesn't matter.
Right. But now, maybe you can. Maybe that's the doorway. I know that's how I would try to do it. I said this before the game. I would try to run the ball on them and throw to the backs and tight ends. That, to me, is how you beat the Patriots.
Jim and Beverly, hi.
Hey, Mike. Mike, I'm just a little surprised that you're not buying in on this quarterback because everybody has tried to scheme this guy. Seattle, not a Patriots. You said all last week, oh, he's not going to be able to do this to the Patriots, but he's doing it. He's an elite athlete. Normally, I would agree with you on the running quarterback. This guy's an elite talent who is learning to throw the ball. It's only his second year. I think this guy could do it. Hey, and real quick, the Cowboys have everything that hurts the Patriots.
Except
the quarterback, good running back, two good tight ends. They're not beating the Cowboys either.
Who's the coach?
The clapper.
They're missing a little something. It's on the sidelines, and that's something you give the Ravens. Harbaugh does have some success against you. He isn't afraid, and I think you saw it there in the 4th and 4. And so there's a component there that Harbaugh, while you know you've beaten him far more than the other way around, and he's no match for you, like, on balance. At least he's gotten you a couple times, and at least he knows what it takes.
He's undeterred. Even though he's lost you, he comes right back.
And I don't think Garrett gets it.
No.
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 In that 4th and 4 situation, the kicker's coming out, and that's going to be a miss.
Oh, yeah. No question. Yeah, they you know, was it a punting situation or was it a...
No, they have Tucker. It would have been 55-yarder.
Yeah, that's right.
It would have been a 55-yarder.
Yeah, which he would have made. But that's another story for another day. Philly, on the other hand...
gets it too. They have the coach.
Peterson, go for it.
So I felt that at Baltimore, at Philly, even though I loved you last night, like it's not like I picked Baltimore. So this is, but at Baltimore, at Philly, had check marks for me because not only you're on the road, but their coaches have had success against you. And I just give them natural deference. I give no, so maybe I'm whistling past the graveyard, but I give Houston no chance, even though they're at home. Their coach wets himself whenever he faces you. I give Dallas no chance to come in here because the coach is a clown. I think KC has no defense. And so, like, so I should have been stronger about it last week. I just don't believe in those running quarterbacks. I don't believe in the Lamar Jacksons of the world.
Yeah,
so
look,
I'm stunned it happened last night.
But history has shown they all blow up sooner or later. And the big question with Jackson, and I acknowledge this, I told you, he's improved enough in the time that he's been in the league that he now has my attention. Okay, but can a guy like that stay healthy?
Right, totally. There's an injury waiting to happen.
Like, that's a huge part of it, is that sooner or later, he is going to get obliterated on a hit. Sooner or later.
Okay, Daniel, what do you got today?
The Chicago Bears defense.
Hey, Danny.
We're going to win on defense this year, Felder. There's no way they can win or lose a game because of their defense. That's what I was told by you and Tony. You said, I was surprised at what happened last night.
I was.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think they're going to win every game on defense? You don't think they're going to have a hiccup? And Felger, you counted Kansas City out when they lost two in a row. I mean, really? You watched him yesterday? Tyreek Hill? Are you kidding me? I got him at 12-4 and 1-done. As currently constituted, I said it 3 weeks ago. Antonio Brown is the biggest mistake of the season. You said they had an embarrassment of talent on the offense after they beat Pittsburgh. And you said they could win every deep game on defense. And they got popped last night. This is exactly what I told you was going to happen. And you have nothing more to blame but you three and the rest of the professional media in this town. They suck.
Okay, you got it all right, except for when I said they had an embarrassment of riches on offense. I never said that. I said they didn't need it. They don't need an embarrassment of riches on offense. So, but otherwise, you've quoted me accurately. I thought they'd win. I thought 19-0 was on the table, and I thought the defense would carry them, and you don't need a prolific offense to win with this defense. So maybe I was wrong about the defense. Maybe we all were. We'll see. I don't know. That's one night. That's one night. We'll see how many. If they start to stack those together and the trend lines become stronger, then we'll all have to reevaluate. Right now, I'm surprised they got beat by a pop gun college offense and a running quarterback. I never thought it would happen, but it happened. I think I'm still going to treat it like a one-off until it's more than that.
I mean, to me, again, it was Baltimore's ability to run that surprised me, and not Jackson, the running backs. I just didn't think that they would truck them.
But it all spun off itself. You had the multiple, you know, like the tight ends in the backfield and the option motion and the read mode and the pistol, like it all sort of fed onto it. It wasn't like Lamar Jackson's under center and he turns around and hands it to Ingram
on a
dive play. It was all this misdirection nonsense college crap.
True. And look, just to be clear, I never ever said I thought they were as good as the 85 Bears or the Ravens for that matter. Okay, so I never said that. I said statistically they might end up there, and everyone will compare them, but those teams to me were way more intimidating, way more physical, which is really the word, and suffocating. But that said, do you think Danny knows the 85 Bears gave up 38 to Miami? Do you think he knows that? Or yeah. Do you think he's
no,
just he's, talking?
No, Danny's old. He's old. He's old as dirt, like the rest of us. He remembers that game.
Yeah, I wonder, though, because he talks out his ass a lot. So I don't know. You know, there's always a chance he broke into your medicine cabinet and got your stupid pills.
All right, we continue. The play of the game. What was the key play of the game? Your thoughts on that. And to me, the biggest loss last night, what those two items are, and a giveaway. Something for free. And we're not going to bring back the 98.5 The Sports Hub Ticket Weasel, which is just going to be a straight giveaway at the end of next segment. So stay tuned for it. There's no commercials here, just an update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.